It's Saturday, June 22nd, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We've got new episodes out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Today, the Washington Apple Commission has announced a change in leadership, and later, in East Wenatchee, a significant development in a recent homicide case has emerged. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. The Washington Apple Commission has announced a change in leadership. Michael Shadler has been appointed as the new president of the commission. This transition is set to take place in September when Shadler will succeed Todd Fryhover, who is retiring. Michael Shadler, currently the executive vice president of the Florida Tomato Exchange, brings a wealth of experience to his new role. His responsibilities will include developing and implementing strategies for the commission's promotional programs in international markets. Additionally, he will serve as the main liaison for Washington apple growers and shippers, the commission's board of directors, industry organizations, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agriculture Service. Todd Fryhover expressed his confidence in Shadler's ability to lead, highlighting his background with trade associations, international marketing, advocacy, and grower relations. He believes Shadler and the Washington Apple Commission staff will effectively represent the Washington apple grower community and enhance their programs during these challenging times for the state's tree fruit industry. Shadler, a University of Washington graduate with a bachelor's degree in international studies, is a member of several industry-related committees. These include the USDA's Agricultural Technical Advisory Committee for Trade in Fruits and Vegetables, the Canadian Produce Marketing Association's North American Trade Committee, the Florida Farm Bureau's Fruit and Vegetable Advisory Committee, and the International Fresh Produce Association Government Relations Council, among others. Shadler expressed his excitement about returning to Washington and working on behalf of the state's signature crop. He looks forward to helping the apple industry navigate a competitive international landscape and build on its long-term export success. He considers it a privilege to join the Washington Apple Commission this September. Next, in East Wenatchee, a significant development in a recent homicide case has emerged. A suspect connected to the death of a local woman was arrested on Tuesday morning in Ohio and subsequently charged with second-degree murder. The victim, 28-year-old Cynthia Ring of East Wenatchee, was found dead in her apartment on Eastmont Avenue on June 11th. According to police reports, Ring's co-workers last saw her on June 8th. One co-worker mentioned that she left work that day upset due to issues with her boyfriend. Ring's boyfriend, 22-year-old Ashton Bunting Jr. of East Wenatchee, was identified as a person of interest. Upon entering Ring's apartment, police discovered handwritten notes with disturbing messages. One note read, quote, "After I killed her, I missed her so much," and another stated, quote, "I'm sorry it got this bad, I should have left sooner." Additionally, Ring's 4-year-old son was found alone and crying in the apartment. Police quickly sought to locate Bunting, who had already left East Wenatchee by the time the body was discovered. Surveillance footage placed him in a bicycle shop in Marshall, Minnesota on June 12th. On June 13th, detectives secured a nationwide extradition arrest warrant for second-degree murder. Bunting was apprehended around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday by an Ohio State trooper near Toledo for speeding. Upon arrest, Bunting allegedly confessed, stating that he had killed someone. Authorities found a photo of Ring and her credit cards in his possession. Bunting is currently held at the Wood County Jail in Bowling Green, Ohio. It remains unclear when he will be transported back to Washington State. Douglas County prosecutors officially charged Bunting with second-degree murder on Tuesday. The investigation continues, and anyone with additional information is encouraged to contact RiverCom at 509-663-9911. Thanks for listening. For more information on all the stories you heard today, visit us at wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Tuesday.